Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul Femia is with us, our friend who visits with us frequently, regional apprenticeship representative for the Connecticut Labor Department. Good morning. How are you?
Good to see you.
Hold on. We'll get that microphone working there.
Today
we want to talk about veterans in apprenticeship. How active are veterans in trying to learn new crafts?
They're a big part of what we have as far as apprentices. We've been working the apprenticeship unit with veterans for 16 years. I've been the liaison working with them. And so when they're coming out of the military, we'll review their MOS, their military operating specialty, and their records, their DD-214, their smart transcripts, which lists all their classes for them to get credit either toward journey person certificates or trade licenses.
What is the helmets to hard hats program?
Helmets to Hard Hats is a great program for veterans that are recently discharged trying to get into the construction trades. By registering with that program, they get direct entry into all the construction unions in the state. So basically, they get to cut the line and go straight in.
Well, you know what? They've done enough. So yeah, I think they probably should.
I agree with you.
To be honest with you. A lot of guys, too, that have served in the service, men or women, end up going into police. They end up going to law enforcement?
You bring up a great point. There's something right now the Lamont administration is working on with all the state police that are about to retire in the next 2 years.
And they're going to be a bunch of them.
They're talking 300, 400, 500 maybe even of them retiring.
Really?
The state police is looking at a big loss. They're working on getting the military police credit.
How are they going to fill that many holes, that many vacancies? That's crazy.
Well, that's what they project. They don't always leave. I'm sure you have people here that say they're going to leave.
Much like weather people, it's not always correct. And I know fire departments have apprenticeship programs for veterans.
Yeah, and you just had Paul Januszewski on, and it's a great thing. The urban departments, New Haven, Waterbury, Norwalk, Danbury, have them. And they love having the veterans because the post-9/11 GI Bill, they get a housing allowance. On top of that. So they come in as a probationary firefighter, and these urban departments love it because they get a stipend off their GI Bill, and it's sometimes, Joe, it's $2,000 a month tax-free on top of that. So they come in as a probationary firefighter, but they don't leave those departments because since those departments are registered, they're getting their additional monthly stipend.
Wow. It's a dangerous job, though, isn't it, being a firefighter?
It's not one for me.
Well, those poor guys, the guys that were responding to the crash up in Bradley.
Yeah, I know.
This is something you're never going to forget.
No. And I heard it on the report. They're going to go for some, counseling, which is
understood. That makes sense. Do you find, Paul, when you deal with the veterans, that they know what they want to do? Or a lot of the times are they kind of like, well, I might want to do this, I might want to do that. And you and your group have to kind of guide them into give them a little advice as to which way to go.
Yeah, that's a great question. The Department of Labor has veterans representatives that are outstationed at all the offices, Bridgeport, Hartford, Hamden, New Haven, and they will do the initial meet and greet, lead them to either like vocational testing or counseling, and I'll get them when they've decided that they're going to come in to the trades. That's when they'll refer them over to me.
Okay.
And I'll do a review of their records then.
Now, what were you running the apprenticeship programs? Is it the Coast Guard Academy and the Navy Sub Base in Groton?
Yeah, we have programs there, which probably surprise people. We've been actually at the Coast Guard for almost 15 years.
Right where they are.
it's an unbelievable facility. Yeah. I got a tour when we set it up. But we have electricians that are getting their hours toward their Connecticut license, and then they're able to come out of the military and have their license and go right to work. And at the sub base, we have both electrical programs and heating and cooling HVAC apprentices. So,
are you dealing mostly with younger veterans, Paul? Are there a couple up in years a little bit?
It's all over the place, Joe, because I'm getting them that are recently discharged. So it could be the veteran who had come out and gone in for like a 4-year enlistment and decided, I don't want to go any further. Or I'll get the 20-year people, the 40-somethings that will come to me and try to get into this.
It must be interesting to talk to the veterans and to get a sense of how they feel now that they're not in the military life anymore. And I would guess there's for a lot of them, and we're talking men and women here, obviously. We're not just talking men like we used to in the old days. Yeah. I guess there's a sense of trepidation as to where to go and what to what to do with the remainder of their lives.
It's interesting you say that. A lot of times there's that transition from being in the government for 20 years and then trying to go into the private sector, which is a big adjustment. But it is one of these things where once they find their focus and they're really people that all these companies want because of their discipline, and they'll show up to work every day and they have skills.
Right.
You know, they're dependable. Something that you don't always hear with the millennials these days is like,
sorry, I was sleepy.
Now, if veterans are listening to us now and they want to get involved in this, how do they go about and do it?
I'd love it. Go to our website, the www.ctapprenticeship.com, and you'll see a link for veterans that brings up my email and phone number. Or if you click on regional reps, I come up as region one.
Why not? It sounds great. And by the way, fire departments that are working with this are among them are New Haven, Norwalk, Waterbury, Danbury.
Yeah.
And I think New Haven's on their second class.
New Haven's on their second class.
Wow.
And one of the things these towns see is that if they train these firefighters, they're always afraid, these large cities, they're going to train the firefighters, they're going to go to a smaller town.
Right.
And this, with the GI Bill stipend that the veterans are receiving, an additional, it's roughly $2,000 a month, the towns, the big cities love that they're going to stay. They're not going to train someone, and then they're going to leave.
Right.
They're going to stay there.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, Paul, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
All right, guys, thanks for having
me. Our friend
me.
Paul Femina, Regional Apprenticeship Representative for the Connecticut Labor Department, and you had something on your mind?
No, I just want him to do the address.
Yes, absolutely. Give the address.
Sure, it's www.ctapprenticeship.com, and you can click on Paul Femia and email me.
That's all I had on my mind.
Thanks, Paul.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.